Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation, usually consisting of a theme. The tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever you mind. I don't know about where you live, but here on the coast of Maine, we wait a long time for nice weather. We spend months trudging through cold and wet and muddy with the collective hope that one day soon the sun will shine and it will be warm out. Mainers are optimists at heart. It's because we know that at some point in the future, our suffering will be rewarded with some unstoppable bit of joy. I cannot explain it. It isn't faith. Faith is a choice people make to believe in something. No, this feeling is deeper than that. It's guttural, it's animalistic, it's instinct. There's this feeling that wells up and dramatically washes over you on the first really nice day of the season. The birds are chirping, the dew is steaming off the lawn, the sun is warm on your face, and it melts and evaporates your desire to do anything responsible. That's it, I'm doing it, and it comes in a flash. Your decision to play hooky. I use the word decision here, even though it isn't yours to make, because when this happens, when this emotional tide drags on you to be truant, you really don't get to choose. You must take the day off. Not doing it would require a detox clinic staff, a cast iron bed, a ball gag, and some strong restraint straps, because you most likely will hurt someone if you don't get outside and away from the proverbial it today. Some of the fondest memories of my youth were served to me on a silver platter of irresponsibility on these days. Like the time my friends Matt and Brett and I decided to silicone the back of Matt's truck closed and fill it with water. We thought it would be funny to have two guys in swim trunks riding around town in a portable personal pool on a warm spring day. Warm being relative. We discovered two things that day. You get really cold when you are soaking wet on a 55-degree day in the back of a truck going 30 miles per hour. And when you decide to fill the back of a truck up with water and sit in it and go 30 miles per hour and you have to stop abruptly at a crosswalk in the middle of town, the water, along with you, will still be traveling at 30 miles an hour. You quickly discover Newton's three laws as you are washed up over the cab of the truck, tumble uncontrollably down over the hood within your own personal tsunami, and wind up flopping like a fish as you struggle to stand and run from those who you took out like bowling pins. Yep, it's days like this that you can't resist. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we're going to listen to a soundtrack that is designed to accompany you on this day. It's called Called In Sick, and it may induce you to do something foolhardy and impulsive. Just make sure you never forget the experience. We like to call it building character. Hold on, I need to press play.
They bought it. Incredible. One of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second. How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this?
Everybody's wise until Gonna do?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Don't say we're not gonna take the car home. Please don't say we're not gonna take the car home. Please don't.
If you had access to a car like this, would you take it back right away? Neither would I.
I just can't wait till the
Change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved when you said goodbye. And then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying, it's a beautiful day to send this up. The music's playing, and if it started raining, you won't hear this boy complaining, 'cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. It's a beautiful day. My turn to fly, so girls get in line, 'cause I'm easy, no playing this guy like a fool. 'Cause now I'm alright, you might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved. This fire a beautiful day, and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I drink and then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day to send this up. And the music's playing, and even if it started raining, you won't hear this boy complaining, 'cause I'm glad that you're the one who got. Would think I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup, then you've got another thing coming your way, 'cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so
don't stop me now. Having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed.
Sonic man out of you. Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
'Cause I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me,
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. Satellite, I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb about to
explode.
I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey!
Don't
Sonic Man out of you.
Such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
now.
Try to
have a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
Having a good time,
I don't wanna stop at all.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Hombre, say, hombre, tell you to run.
Hombre, hombre,
nobody say, nobody young. Well,
I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run, how we will cry.
Say, oh, may tell you to run.
Hombre, boobity see, boobity oh.
Ed Rooney.
Ed, this is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and oh, I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I guess you better slow your Mustang down. What I
and my friends go out in the town. We can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, yuck, yuck. Brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck. Classics on late night TV. Those knuckleheads love to get in a scuffle. They push and they shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.
Social excuse.